Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, June 11th, 2019. It is Memories of an African Son Tuesday. Actually, I guess this will be the last reading we have out of your book.
For the last time.
We've been doing this over a year, I think.
Yeah.
And have been getting great feedback. People have enjoyed it. I think we only have one copy up front there.
We'll
have to get some more. Yeah, it's a great book. We highly recommend it. And if you missed any of the past 50 or so programs, they are archived at greatnewsradio.org. I think the preponderance are on Tuesdays. I think we've had them on a different day or two. Maybe a year back. I can't even remember.
I think most of them come a month back. What did you do yesterday?
That's right. Because on Wednesday, we've been doing the Prime Life Times in review.
Yeah.
And our Memorization Mondays, we continue to do that. We'll do that for another year and a half.
Yeah. Oh, at least.
Yeah. So, that was exciting to have Jim Lilly in on Monday. And and by the way, if you tuned in Monday or if you missed Monday's broadcast, this is a personal invitation going out to all of you that want to maximize your retirement income.
Oh, I do.
Jim and his staff. And I'm going to be here because I attended one of these. I mentioned that on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I thoroughly enjoyed it, learned a lot, was introduced to some strategies that I'd never heard of or thought through.
Well, that's important.
And so it was very helpful. So when Jim says, we do this in the area, I said, hey, let's hold one at the Great News Radio Center. And he said, sure, we'll do that. And so we'll be hosting a special Savvy Social Security Planning Basic Rules and Claiming Strategies. It'll be on June 25th. Which is a Tuesday night, and it's from 5:30 to 7 p.m. They'll have some great desserts. You'll really enjoy it. And whether you're like 40 or 50, it's kind of a little early to be thinking about retirement, but it'll be very helpful.
No, not really.
And certainly if you're a baby boomer in your 50s to mid-60s, this is a really helpful workshop. You'll enjoy it. We'll have some fun, and yet there'll be a lot of great learning. So you need to register so we can have the proper amount of desserts and resources. And Jim puts on a phenomenal seminar, a workshop, session, and he knows his material. He knows how to answer the various questions you'll have. Like, because I didn't learn all wives are eligible for their husband's Social Security, half of it. So if they made minimal income, no problem. You'll be getting half of your husband's, along with the husband getting the husband's.
Wow.
And so in some cases where maybe women stayed home most of their lives, or if they're the higher bred earner, if you will, there's different ways and strategies to work that and who retires first, or if you can wait one more year, like say you're going to retire at 66, but you say, what's the advantage of waiting until 67? It literally can mean an 8% increase, and there's all sorts of great strategies and things to think through and know about. So that'll be happening here at the Great News Radio Center on Tuesday, June 25th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. But you must RSVP, so that's really important. And if you have other questions, call 217-352-5828. That's 217-352-5828. It's a free workshop, and you're going to learn five factors to consider when deciding to apply for your Social Security, because there's a whole strategy on if you're going to do it at 65, 67, 68, 69, and every year that you wait, you're almost guaranteed an 8% return on your monies. And you can't even get that like in the stock market and other venues. This is like a guaranteed, so he really emphasized if you can wait, that would be an ideal thing to do.
Wow.
He'll talk about when it makes sense to delay the benefits, innovative strategies for coordinating benefits with your spouse, and then how to minimize taxes. We all want to do that if we can on the Social Security benefits, and then how to coordinate your Social Security with your other forms of retirement income. So all that will be discussed on Tuesday night, June 25th. It's totally free from 5:30 to 7 p.m., but you must call, and it'll be hosted by Jim Lilly and Jennifer White. They do a great job together. He might even have a third additional helper, you know, because some of it's on PowerPoint. We have that great, I don't know, is that like a 90-inch screen TV?
I know, so it looks so like professional.
I can't wait to have it used.
It goes with the table somebody donated. I love it.
That's right.
It's like a real office.
So get registered, 217-352-5828, 217-352-5828. 5828. And if you missed Monday's broadcast, Jim Lilly was a special guest, so he got to share a little of his testimony, a little bit about this workshop, and then also our memory verse for the week. So it was a good one.
Well, I guess I'm still sleepy this morning, but when you said, if the wife is the higher bread earner, I heard higher bread, like higher classy.
Oh,
and I thought, well, that's usually true.
Oh, yeah. Not the B-R-E-A-D,
yeah,
the B-R-E-D.
I don't know why I heard it that way. Yeah. I'm like, well, that's often the case.
I was thinking you were going to think, so somebody's cooking bread?
Oh,
like,
no,
what,
no,
like,
no, I didn't do that.
The bread is rising. So no. Anyways, but you can hear Jim's interview on Monday, a little of his testimony. His claim to fame, his mother-in-law is Dee Chesser, our children's choir director. And so I get updates on Jim all the time from his mother-in-law. And she said
he
he's a
that.
Keeper.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
So,
well, it's archived.
Yeah,
he missed it.
So, well, this is the last reading from Memories of an African Son. Wow, chapter 60. So we've read 60 of these chapters over the, well, 59 up to this point over the past year or so, and appreciated the way you've written this, the devotional thoughts that are kind of included with the storytelling, many times or most times ending with a prayer, referencing scripture, how it all fit in. So many people that have purchased this have said they've loved it. It's like their devotional reading, or they just say, it's so enjoyable, I couldn't put it down. I think, I don't know if it was Rob or a couple other people, they said, 2 days, I read through the whole thing. I was so enamored or blessed or encouraged. And, you know, it certainly got me thinking on many different topics over these years.
I'm so glad.
Kudos to you on that.
Oh, God,
I don't know. Somebody said, don't say kudos, but I don't know. It's a very positive, like,
good thing. It's a great thing. And thank you, but to God be the glory. And I'm very honored that people are saying that.
Yeah.
Thank
you. And it's available on Amazon, or they can on the internet if they type in Memories of an African Son. And Mary Ann Simpkins, S-I-M-K-I-N-S. Yeah, it's a great book. It's a great book to give to a friend. And it's not like a religious book. So if you have unchurched friends, this is kind of a unique, subtle way of introducing them to God just through God-honoring writing and storytelling. So I think this could be a very strategic gift for somebody that's maybe seeking after God or... I don't know. When you wrote this and penned this, did you have an intended readership in mind, or you just said, these are the words God gave me, and whoever's going to read it, I hope they'll be blessed by it?
Yeah, both.
Yeah, both.
I was hoping it would be wider, but I did kind of target it in my mind.
Mm-hmm,
but it has surprised me, the feedback that has come in from so many different sources and types of people.
And the internationals, you probably never in your wildest dreams imagine that, but my wife many times posts it and posts the links from this morning's program, so there's a number of internationals that will listen and read along with their books. So I think that's really unique how they'll read along and hear the author who penned the words reading, and they follow along and learn English and yet learn some other things. So we welcome all you internationals that are tuned in today, or you're listening to this via WeChat or through the archive programs link, but this is going to be chapter 60, our last chapter together, but we'll continue to be together, so continue to listen. It's not like we're saying goodbye. We're just closing out this book. Holly said, why don't you start rereading it over again?
You know what? I hate to say it. Some other people have said, like, just start over. I'm like, maybe later.
Yeah. We'll probably revisit this. It's been a fun journey and a fun adventure, and it's been a blessing to so many, including myself. But this is titled Time Moves On, Chapter 60.
Okay. Time Moves On. I started these memoirs by saying that neither you nor I can go back to see the Africa that once was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true, because time moves on. Just as in all other places and cultures, including my own, we can only catch glimpses of the past. I never knew the Africa that existed years before I arrived, but I caught the astounding fading glimpses of it. Amazing glimpses. And those going now will never see the Africa that I saw in its last moments before we entered this highly connected technological and commercial age. Now we find ourselves taking pictures of the Africa of today on our cell phones and digital cameras and sending them instantaneously around the world. This very day, I sat at my desk and emailed and exchanged social media with a friend in Cape Town. Recently, I heard a man from Togo say that 85% of the population in his nation, including those in rural areas, have cell phones. Mm. That changes everything. Places are no longer in such isolation.
Hey, back to the Togo. Did you know that phenomenal ping pong player
yes,
that was a doctor studied here was from Togo?
I did.
I didn't know Togo existed till he said, I'm from Togo, Africa. I'm like, oh, there really is a Togo.
Yes,
and,
there is.
And he's like phenomenal. He's the best ping pong player I've ever seen, ever. He never, ever lost. He beat all the Chinese, the Americans. Everyone was like...
You were smitten with him.
Well, yeah, and he was a great guy, and he was a believer, and he was hoping to maybe take his training. He was here at Lincoln Square for about 3 or 4 months. They have a special program in the basement where they're training these doctors, I think, to take their final exams, and I don't know, they spend
That's
8
good.
And 10 hours here.
We want
and
doctors
so,
trained.
And then he would come around the mall, and he and somebody else would walk along with study materials, I think, just to exercise or to get out of sitting after 6 or 7 or 8 hours. But periodically, he'd play some ping pong. And then once I saw how phenomenal he was, I was telling all the great area ping pong players, this guy is off the charts, and he never, ever lost. Anyways, there's videos on the internet if you look up his name. Anyway, so, yeah, he's from Togo. So that's all I know about Togo. They have some really good ping pong players.
He was very personal.
Okay.
I liked him. But time is supposed to move on. Mm-hmm. It may continue in one direction or take a completely unexpected turn, but it was created to move forward. Mm-hmm. As interesting and perhaps even enlightening as it may be to look back to the very different past, we were not meant to stay there. We're meant to live today, engage what is current, and make our lives count in the present. It's where our power is. It's where our lives are. Our mission station, Mashoko Mission, still stands today as a Christian medical area with schools and many surrounding churches, although not nearly as remote. It has doubled in size and is equipped with computers, outside communication, and even has a store. Still in the bush country, but more modern. It currently performs more than 2,000 surgical operations each year, has approximately 60,000 patients per year, and an average of 200 babies are delivered there each month.
Each month?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a dental unit, as well as home-based AIDS care. In addition, the hospital has given rise to 4 other hospitals and clinics in various places. Thousands of people survived drought in recent years because of the mission itself. The original hospital has, in the ensuing years, trained more than 1,000 nurses. Also, most of the many surrounding churches were founded by individuals who first heard the gospel at the mission. It is an amazing legacy to those who served God and the people of Zimbabwe the best they knew how, over half a century ago and before. And it currently is and will be an outstanding legacy to the Zimbabweans who now run it, which is what we always wanted. It was the goal all along, unquestionably the goal.
You know, we talked a little about that last week with Jim Egli about training the indigenous people, the people that live in that country. As much as we love and honor and want to support missionaries going into foreign countries, how much better to some degree to have those people that are in the countries supervising, evangelizing, overseeing, and having their hands on with their own people.
And that can be done now in such a different, profound way. Because they're not going in cold, hard, fresh, new, into areas that nobody's ever been to.
Yeah.
I love it.
Lisa, I digress again, but that's passion of we have these wonderful international students that are coming to the United States here where we can interact and influence and they want to learn English. A plug for my English conversation class. They're interested. They're full of life. They're like the top tier, 1% of 1% that make it, have the resources to come over here, and we can pour into them, and then they return to their countries, and it's a unique missionary opportunity for all of us, just us common folks, right? right here, right, interacting, loving on these internationals, introducing them to Christian principles, sharing the good news message of Jesus, loving on them, and the influence that we can have is profound.
That's a great case in point to the difference between now that the world is more global, yeah, we can do that. Back in the day,
right,
when Eric Liddell and his sister went to China, there were no Chinese people coming over here particularly,
right,
in that same way,
right,
that you're talking about. So yeah, they had to forge in,
right, right,
to that place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God on the move.
You bet. The roads are still not perfect getting out there, they say, but far better than long ago. And bridges have been built, though I hear that the Turgway still floods across those bridges at times. All across Zimbabwe, the church is strong. The Cheredzi and Hippo Valley missions, where we would drive in our old dusty Peugeot, are also still growing and have risen to the challenge of the AIDS crisis that is ravaging the land. The original Bible college that moved to the city stayed. The many individuals who were trained in the Bible college are in various places now, doing outstanding work. I know for a fact that I have never met a people of such general kindness and organic dignity as the indigenous people of Zimbabwe. Their broad smiles and laughter and warmth stay with me to this day. The college in Ghana, where my father was the president, is now one of the largest Christian universities in Africa. It brings a tear to my eye to remember the little building we started in, the little band of missionaries and Ghanaians posing for a picture in front of that building. I've heard so many individuals from so many ethnicities say that when they go to Africa, they have the unusual feeling of going back to something, of getting in touch with something forgotten. From a woman of Scottish descent to a woman from Australia, people say that when they set foot in Africa, they feel like they have simply come home. Why is it that so very many of us from a range of countries feel a strange drawing connection to this one continent, a place which must hold fragments of the ancestry of many, many people? Africa calls out, but many of her children never come home. The diaspora and pillaging of Africa have been profound. On my last trip home from Africa, I flew over vast Kilimanjaro, looking down at the snowy volcano top, and as we passed, I drifted off to sleep in the airplane seat. Perhaps Africa has been in my dreams ever since. Perhaps it will never leave. Other people who've gone to Africa, or for whom Africa is their homeland, may have very different experiences than I did. They may see things differently, but these are my experiences, and this is what happened to me and what I learned. If my stories have had any effect on you.
Okay, let's read that again. Wake up, everyone. This is for you. Pay attention.
If my stories have had any effect on you, if they have mattered, then I hope it's in this, that you will pray for Africa, that you will at least say one prayer for a truly free Africa, a hope-filled Africa, a healthy Africa, a peaceful and prosperous Africa, a believing Africa. Pray that the sun always rises gloriously over the continent of Africa. An African sun, as it should be.
And I'm thinking of the Hebrew way of praying, that as you pray and think of Africa, also include our country and the countries of the world, but maybe begin with Africa. And Lord, as you're blessing Africa, bless the United States, bless China, bless other countries. Have your way, work your will out, as God will. But I think He would honor our prayers and your prayer, Marianne, very specifically for Africa and the people that you've loved and continue to love. And wow, what a special book, Memories of an African Son. You were getting a little choked up at the end there.
Yeah,
it's
a beautiful African sun. I lived under it.
This book that we've been reading over the last year concludes today, but it doesn't end here. There's still copies available. You can pick it up and share with a friend. It's Memories of an African Son by Marianne Simpkins, available here at the Great News Radio Center. Or if you can't stop by, you can find these online on Amazon and just Google search it.
Leave a review if you'd like.
Yeah, leave a good review if you'd
well,
like.
Well, that'd be nice, too.
Yeah, yeah. Memories of an African Son. Wow, I was hoping to fit in a little of your testimony, but we have about 2 minutes to close out here. You have another book or two in the works, don't you?
Well,
aren't you working on some things or praying it up?
I do.
Any sneak previews?
Nope.
Nope, okay.
you'll see it when you see it. I'll hand you a copy.
Memories of the Great News Radio Trials, or, you know. Work.
Huh, that's a thought.
Yeah, yeah. Memories working at Great News Radio, yeah.
Oh.
So hopefully filled with many good ones. And yeah, the God's on the move. We had a special board meeting last week. We continue to pray about different opportunities and options as God leads this radio ministry into the future. The Prime Life Times, we talked about that the other day, just the unique meeting and the expansion that we have going on. It's mm-hmm. exciting to see the inroads we're making into Indiana, certainly east of our radio listenership, and then north.
Go east, young man.
And then, as I mentioned, if you were tuned in for our Monday edition of Mark and Friends, we had Jim Lillian talking about a special Maximize Your Retirement Income. It's a special free workshop happening here at the Great News Radio Center on Tuesday night, June 25th. You're going to be really blessed and informed. They give you some strategies, some tips, things that you can plan now. So if you're 40 or 50 and you're like, oh, retirement's years away, hey, this is the time to really begin planning for the future. And if you're right in that 60, 62, 65 area, this is for you. This is something that you need to know to plan out. He'll help you with some strategies, how to maximize your income, how to get out of paying some of those taxes, or the best way to minimize the taxes that you'll have to pay, what it might involve with your spouse, and how the benefits will work out. It's happening here at the Great News Radio Center on Tuesday night, June 25th, 5:30 to 7 p.m., and I think they're going to bring along some special desserts. So we'll have some fun, but there'll be a lot of great learning, teaching. You'll have time to have your questions answered. So tell a friend, come join us. But you must RSVP by calling 217-352-5828. That's 217-352-5828. And if you didn't get a chance, you're driving along to work or weren't able to write that down, just call the station, 217-367. You know this one, 7777, 217-367-7777. Karen can give you the number. You must register. You must RSVP so we can have the materials and the desserts available and ready for you. So we have space for you here at the Great News Radio Center. We're located at Lincoln Square, right in downtown Urbana. So we hope you'll come out, but please RSVP and stay tuned for other great programming. I don't know if we're going to have another book, Marianne, or what we're going to be doing on future Tuesdays, but I'm sure God's going to provide, and we'll see if we'll have other adventures or things to read with our Great News Radio listeners.
Tune in and find out.
Tune in and find out. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.